Hello, welcome to another podcast of Master Investor. Glad to be here again on another valuable talk on money, business, and investing. My name is Jose, I'm the founder of the company and brand. Welcome back if you're an existing subscriber. If you're new to our podcast, make sure to follow us here and all other social media platforms. Click the link somewhere in the description so that you have access to our digital courses and ebooks, tools, and much more to help us build the asset column. Okay, we have 3 ebooks right now. The 10 New Rules of Money, How to Build Cash Flow with the Internet, Turn Passive Income On, and How to Invest in Crypto to Build Wealth, Understanding Bitcoin and Blockchain. We have a daily newsletter that goes out to all of our members. So make sure that you go to our website. Once you get in one of our digital courses, it will take you right back to our website. And it will be in the front page, and it's free to join. And you will have an email sent to your inbox every single day with a high quality financial education content so that we can all learn together how to build wealth successfully. We have to have the right context. We talked about that in the past days and we did a live stream on that. So we're doing a live stream right now on YouTube as well as I'm recording this podcast. And I want to encourage you to join us on YouTube as well because we are sharing a lot more content over there. We're working on different digital assets. We're creating a culture of building assets as we are discussing business topics and so forth. So just come and join and start focusing on the asset column. We all have a personal financial statement. Yesterday, we talked about the basis of wealth, which goes back to understanding our personal financial statement, which has 6 basic words. They are income, expenses, assets, liabilities, cash, and flow. In the income statement, we find the income and the expenses, and in the balance sheet, we have the assets and liabilities. As a wealthy entrepreneur and inside investor, we must focus on the asset column. We need to ensure that our attention and energy and money is going towards our asset column to build assets that we are controlling with our companies. We're not giving our money away to anybody to invest for us at all, ever. We are active investors. Here at Master Investor, we're developing true leaders, wealthy entrepreneurs, and inside investors, which are master investors. If you're an inside investor, that means that you have full control over the asset. We're close to the deal as much as possible, meaning that we control the entire company or part of the company. We have a controlling voice on the company, on the asset. We start small if we need to, and we grow the asset column. We focus on our first $25 on passive income if we never made money online. When I first made my first dollar online, decades ago, been doing this for a long time. And through businesses and marketing online, we can actually tap into the entire world today, more than ever, faster. Once you experience your first dollar while you're sleeping, because you created an ad and you have a business, a system of systems doing the selling and telling for us, it's going to feel like something that it cannot be explained, and it's almost like we now feel liberated of the idea that a person has to work for money at a job that they don't like. We can actually escape the rat race because we have the possibility to create passive income by doing less, working smarter with systems and making more, and then at the same time, the excess of cash flow that we're getting, we're reinvesting it back into our asset column so that we can have more excess of cash flow and we can have any type of liability we want. It's not about shrinking or cutting our expenses or cutting our liabilities. If it's something that is very negative and is damaging you internally or outside, then for sure cut that liability. But if it's something that we enjoy and it's not harming anybody, then we can have the liability as long as we have an asset that will pay for that. So if we want a Bugatti, then we need to create an asset that will create enough passive income without effort, on autopilot, because that business or that investment is solving a problem in the world. And we're doing it through sales funnels. Remember that a sound business is a system of systems, okay? And we need to invest in systems, not products. A lot of people think the product is the most important aspect of a business. While it's one of the most important components of the business, there are A main components, and one of them is the product. But the A are important equally. If one is missing, then the business will fail eventually. So we explained that inside of the cash flow triangle, which you'll find inside of our ebook, How to Build Cash Flow with the Internet. Our fourth ebook is coming out in the next month or so. Stay tuned. It's called How to Raise Capital to Build Wealth. Everything that we're doing here is literally to give power back to our community, to the investor, so that you have the ultra wealthy mindset, you have the context, right? We are operating with the ultra wealthy mindset. We have the right framework, and now we can consume the content of the wealthy because it will make sense. For example, the financial illiterate will find it unusual if he or she lacks financial education, right? Because he or she is financially literate, we'll find it unusual that as a wealthy individual, we need to present ourselves with excess of passive income, high expenses, and zero personal income. Because personal income is taxed at the highest bracket, and we don't make money through a paycheck. Why? Because we are business owners and inside investors. We thrive through our asset column. We make money from our asset column. And that's how we thrive. That's how we pay for our expenses and everything that we have in our life. We have no personal income. In fact, we want to look as poor as possible as a person, as an individual on paper, as we build in wealth. Because that way we pay legally zero in taxes on personal income if we have zero. And then all the money that is coming in from our operations is being pushed through the business checking accounts. It's important that we do this step. You cannot call yourself a business owner if you don't have a company and you're not acting like one. You need to have a company at some point. I mean, it's okay. You can start partnering with other products right now. You can start creating the sales, but the moment that you cash out, the moment that you transfer that money into your bank account, because it's going to ask you as you're creating your account, where do you want your money to be sent when you get a sale? You don't want to push it through your personal name because you're going to have to pay taxes on it. So if you want to do it the ultra wealthy way, then you start thinking about where are you going to incorporate your company. We have guidance on that on our website. If you need a consultation, we can give you networks and we can help you understand what are the different options that exist out there, okay? And we need to incorporate with the right entity in the right state so that we protect ourselves as much as possible and protect the company, which it will be a brand. And of course, I always recommend not to use our own name on our companies at all. We want to detach ourselves from our businesses and our companies. Otherwise, you'll fall in love with the vehicle. And then you can't leave it. It's about freedom. It's about making us money while we're working, while we're sleeping, working out. I mean, not working, but working on other businesses, right? Well, we're doing whatever we want. The asset is supposed to make us money while we're not working. Okay, on autopilot, and it's supposed to create freedom for us. We're going to oversee the operation. We're going to work on our businesses and on our investments, but not in our investments. We're putting the deals together. We bring them off the ground. We start creating sales on autopilot. We increase it. We scale it and whatnot. We work on the business, not as a system inside the business. Okay. So we understood that the cash flow pattern of the wealthy class is very simple because it comes directly from the asset column, the income, and we thrive like that. And then that income goes down to the liabilities column and up the expenses column. And guess what? Number one priority in the expenses column is financial education. Number two, investing, actively investing. So we need to be looking for the next deal. We need to have that money that we have left over, our excess of cash flow, our bottom line, our profit, right? We need to reinvest that. We need to have a plan for that money to work hard for us through sound investing by acquiring a different asset in a different asset class. Instead of having savings, the better idea to create an investment account so that you can put that money into something that you can liquidate very quickly when in need of money. At a certain point, maybe you need to have a certain amount right now because you need to do something. And now, instead of having that in the bank, you have it maybe in gold. Just as an example, in gold can be liquidated very quickly. You can have the money liquid, okay? So, or in silver as well. And today, gold is always the real money. And since it's separated from the dollar becomes garbage every single day, and the gold goes up in value, and silver as well, commodities. So start educating ourselves financially every day gives us the true foundation to tap into infinite return on investment, which is when we have no money into the deals that we are controlling and they still providing us cash flow every single day or capital gains income, depending on the asset. But we have no money into the deal. We either have a loan on it, we have financing on it, we either raise the entire capital to acquire the deal, we use smart strategies such as seller finance in many occasions with businesses where the seller gives us the business and we have to pay him back in a certain amount of years. I always say, I'll pay you your price if you give me my terms. And then the terms will be like 30 years. Yeah, I'll give you a price, but it'll take me 30 years to pay you back, and that's fine. And as long as the seller is on the same page, then we can create a win-win relationship and we take control over the business for free, basically. We pay him every single year, and then we're still collecting cash flow. And since it was 100% finance, and then it's running on autopilot because there's a team in there, we don't have to work in the business. In fact, we don't even want to be the CEO of the business. That's for the people that are already in there. If it's such type of business, we can create digital business without having to have a lot of employees and so forth. We have artificial intelligence and we can start selling digital products right now, instantly. And today's topic and the theme of today is start a business without our money. To ultimately escape the rat race, grow our team, monetize our idea, and use OPM, other people's money, legally to grow our business through advertising. And other people's money means that we're raising capital through sales that we're bringing in, meaning that we're getting leads every day. And then those leads are turning into paying customers because our sales funnels are taking them through a process of explaining them about the product and so forth. Everything is set on autopilot, and after they purchase, we're still going to nurture them through an email campaign that's going to go out to them on autopilot from our email autoresponder. And we're going to do copywriting with email campaigns that have worked in the past, campaigns that have nurtured hundreds of thousands of other people, and they have been proven that they get open when they come into the inbox. One thing is to send emails, and another thing is that they get sent and people open, and we can see that through analytics. So OPM can come from the front end by raising capital, by selling something on autopilot. We don't need to have money to do that because we can use marketing strategies that can create organic traffic, meaning that it's free. Videos, doesn't have to be our face on the videos. Content, blogs, articles, we invent different links of the products. We're explaining about the product or maybe some topic around the niche of that product, and where people will read a blog, will get the content that is valuable. And if we solve their curiosity about a certain topic, then they're going to see us as an authority, and they're going to listen to our banners and everything that we have on our article, and they might end up clicking, and they will be a paying customer very quickly. And we can have a website live within minutes, literally, because they're already created for us. And all we need to do is just be right one time. We need to position ourselves with one product. We can start a business without our money. Raising capital from the front end, we can use also marketing platforms that allows us to pay at the end of the month. So we get 30 days to do marketing, get leads and get sales, and we use that capital to and pay the price at the end of the month. So we can start a business without our money by applying business principles that work in all economies, and by getting out the idea that it takes money to make money, when in reality it takes financial education, and of course it takes energy to put a deal together to form something, a system of systems to put them together so that we're selling something to the market. What are we bringing to the marketplace? Today's summary: product marketing systems, legal, cash flow, communications, leadership, and a strong thing are necessary when starting a business without money. And those eight components are found in the cash flow triangle. And that's what we need in order to build true wealth. When beginning a business without our own capital, taking advantage of tax incentives by operating with an entity is a smart way to grow our company and wealth. Remember that wealth is measured in the free time that we have without working and being able to thrive without worrying about paying for bills, because we have assets that are producing passive income and capital gains income. And how many years can we go without working and maintaining the lifestyle, and in fact growing if we like to and expand even more? How many years? And that is our wealth number. And everybody's wealth is different, because not everybody likes to have the same things in life. So it requires different amounts of money to sustain different lifestyles. So we need to reverse engineer what is the lifestyle that we each want, and we need to create an investment plan that will take us there as soon as possible. We need to do it fast. Velocity is a must. Need for speed is a must in today's new economy. We will discover how to create a business without money today, by the end of this talk. We were introduced to the idea of the cash flow triangle CE book, How to Build Cash Flow with the Internet. In a chapter, we cover all the components found in the cash flow triangle. The eight components are essential for any business to succeed and be profitable. In the first section of this plan below, on how to launch a business without money of our own, as well as the significance of determining our objectives, establishing our authority, and putting the fundamental process in place for success. Read the entire book so that you can have the tools and knowledge about money and how it's created today. Certain years are important to be aware of, the changes in the laws, so that we can have the information and, most importantly, the context that we need in order to build wealth. The cash flow triangle is something that we should keep on hand at all times when we're building a business or we're going to acquire somebody else's business or an investment, because the cash flow triangle will protect us and will tell us and will guide us whether something is really an asset or liability. If a piece of the triangle is missing on that business, if one of the companies is not good, then the business is gonna fail. Now, if you're looking at a business and maybe it's mismanaged, then we just need to maybe upgrade the team, and there are twists, I call them, that we can add into the business. We don't need to tell the current owner, we just need to acquire the business, and then we go ahead and apply the strategies to increase the cash flow. But we need to be 100% sure that those twists would actually work to improve whatever is being mismanaged of the business. So finding distressed businesses, or even real estate property, right? Because commercial real estate is a business too. It's a business operation. People paying money, there's a financial statement on that commercial real estate property. We collect the rents every month. It has a liability column, it has an asset column, income column, expense column, and then cash flow flows through that financial statement. And we can increase the financial statement, the asset column of the any asset, if it's possible. Some assets are capped out and they cannot longer be, they're maxed out, they cannot longer be scaled any farther. However, we want to have businesses and create brands that we can actually scale as much as possible and forever. And there's not a cap on how much we can scale. And those businesses do exist, like Coca-Cola, like McDonald's. I mean, even those things are bad, people still take them. But they can have a scalability up the roof at any time because new generations are being born. And those commercials that they see every day, marketing is still everywhere for those companies because the importance of marketing, right? And being able to sell without being present. Marketing is sales don't be a system. And sales is just doing something one-on-one here inside of our community. We're mastering exactly how to control a system of systems because that's what a business is. And a business owner controls systems, we own systems. We don't need to create the systems. The systems are already created for us. We just need to put them in place. And we explain exactly how to do that inside of our ebook, How to Build Cash Flow with the Internet. So make sure you click the link in the description so that you have the right guide and the steps on how to build wealth online successfully in different asset classes. The key process required to decide what product to offer, how to market, build a team, and expand our company will all be covered in the ebook. And of course, on this talk, we will cover majority of what we need to do in order to get going on building that asset column with real assets and being able to touch that first dollar through passive income. Majority of people have never made money while they're sleeping. They never experienced making money and actually seeing that coming in and being like, okay, so I can repeat this and I can scale this. I love that feeling to see people do that. So if you're watching this and all you have is a job and maybe you're a high paying employee, then invest in your financial education, whichever asset class you want to invest in, digital assets, commercial real estate property, right? There are five different asset classes that exist. Real estate, businesses, right? Crypto, paper assets, commodities. Those are the five asset classes. Real estate, business, crypto, paper assets, commodities, and they all require financial education. You can find financial education of these asset classes inside of our content, okay? And that's what we do here. We break it all down. Now, there are great mentors out there as well, and we encourage everyone to read as much as possible regarding business from the right sources. So you gotta check yourself and check your sources as well. Do due diligence. Actually, those are the two most important words in the business language, due diligence. Remember that. And cash flow are the most important words in the business language. So make sure if you want to see the cash flow triangle, which I suggest you do, because it's going to be a tool to create total freedom in your life and will protect you from choosing the right asset and building the right company to be a brand. It's a cash flow triangle, which you'll find the diagram in one of our blogs. If you want to have these articles sent to you, just go to our website. Click the link in the description, it will take you there. And subscribe to our newsletter, it's free. And once you do that, we will send you an email with this article daily. So if you can't make it to a live stream or the podcast, you'll have it via email, which is awesome to read too before you go to bed. Maybe you'll find 5 to 10 minutes to read every day. It will change your entire life forever. You'll be surprised because we see it happen all the time, but we need to apply the information. That's the only way it will change our life. And that's turning the information into action, right? Grabbing that information, learning it, and putting it into practice right now. And then that turns into knowledge. That's how we acquire knowledge, from that information. Otherwise, we cannot call it knowledge. But knowledge is the new money. So we need to hurry up and turn the information that we're learning into knowledge by applying it in our lives. How to start a business without money. It requires constant financial education to master the ability to raise capital to fund our business ideas successfully. Once we can put the deal together that shows to be sound, based on facts and not opinions, and by reading the actual numbers, the money will find us, or we will find the money. Number one, upgrade our team. Life and business are team sports. Observe the wealthy class. We cannot succeed in business by ourselves. If we want to be successful, a team is required. Because of this, it is one of the eight components of the cash flow triangle, along with leadership and mission, which is provided in this instance by us, as we are the owners and the subject matter expert in the field. This team also include mentors and books which devote time to learn from. We need to spare the time and create it, because we all have 24 hours a day. We need to make sure that they're optimized to the best choices, to make us the best version, to optimize ourselves, to grow every single day, to nurture our tempo, our minds, to understand how to master money and make money our slave, to make money work hard through sound investing. Because once we do that, a lot of the worries in life goes away, because now we have money on our side that is cash flowing, and now that money is being used to pay for all of our expenses on autopilot. Forget about worrying about money and paying bills. Majority of people go to work worrying about money, and they go to work and they stressed out about money because money is not sufficient to them, because inflation keeps going up. And they think that the fault is the wealthy people's fault, and it's not. It's their fault to not get financially educated. It's their fault not to subscribe to an extraordinary channel like Master Investor here, right? And other many channels that are great talking about money and investing. However, we are the authentic brand of money, business, and investing. We do keep it 100% raw from the ultra wealthy mind. And everything that we do here is for our community. We are not going to encourage you to give your money to somebody. We will always tell you, hey, invest it in ourselves, right, in you, and then put it to work in the asset column by you controlling the assets with your companies. Don't give it to anybody else to do it for you, okay? And we're gonna learn by starting small. We don't have to have many products. We can start with other people's products, and then eventually you can create more products yourself if you want, digital products. There are many ways we can create passive income and escape the rat race, as long as we apply the business principles and we are consistent with our investment plan, that we need to apply it every day. We need to have a plan of actions that are constantly being checked on every single day and getting results from those actions. We're actively investing into something, whether it's starting an e-commerce, right? And I always suggest to start with a business, right? And the asset class of a business, which is a digital product, because it will bring cash flow, it will give you the taste of passive income and what it feels to make money while not working. You could be brushing your teeth and you get your first sale, and they could come in by the dozen. They could come in like 30 at a time, because there's not a limit of how many people can look at that offer and purchase at the same time. Unlike a physical store where they have to do a line and wait for the cashier to finish with the customer in front. Online, we can actually put the offer in front of everybody, and they can all buy at the same time. And if it's a digital product, they get the product instantly. So it's a perfect satisfaction for the customer right there and there to pay for that. And today, organized information and digital products are so valuable. Just because they're digital doesn't mean that they're bad or they don't hold any value in them. Actually, they're the most valuable assets that exist, because organized information is going to be the most important thing that we can all get our hands on, because now we can get information from different places that is the wrong information. And if you don't have the filter to get your hands in the right information, then you could be potential mislead to the wrong mindset and the wrong path without knowing, right? Because it could be such a good marketing that you're unaware and you're following this information. So paying information that is organized and that have a background of references, and we know it's from the right source, that's skiing. That's the money right there. So we all have different talents and skills. Can we package those talents into an ebook? Figure it out. I'm sure you can. It only takes one single conversation with somebody that can give us a twist, and we can literally take our lives to the next level in our finances. But we need to surround ourselves with the right mentors. I encourage you to go ahead and click the link in the description, join our inner circle right now, because when you get in today, you have access for life to any other asset we add without paying anything else. So that course comes with the ebook and it comes with assets right now. Tomorrow, the course is gonna go up, or maybe in a week, because we're adding another asset. And that asset that we added there, you will have it for free. And any other asset that we add, you will have it for free forever. So in 5 years, 10 years from now, we're gonna be here and you're gonna say, I'm so glad I got in on that digital course. That is just a fraction of what's gonna be in the near future. So go to our website, get inside of our digital course. It's a win-win relationship. It's made to help you build wealth. You're going to have the context of the ultra wealthy and the values and the philosophies. That's the context. And much more that comes in the ebook to help us build true wealth, which is total freedom, by having assets that produce passive income, and we can live through our purpose in life, and we can pursue our passions if that's something that we want to do, and maybe we can monetize our passions. But we need to figure out what type of problems can we solve in the world so that we can have excess of cash flow. And then once we do that, maybe we can monetize our passions at the same time too. But we have the time and we have the excess of cash flow to pursue our passions if we want, without getting paid, because we have assets. You see, it creates the time. It gives us that free time that we all desire. So don't push your dreams to the side just because you're working in somebody else's dreams. If that's something that you don't feel 100% in doing, then start thinking, how are we going to escape that, right? We have to build an investment plan and start focusing on your next 24 hours. Every day counts. The four pillars of an extraordinary life. That's how we're going to optimize for a great life. Health, wealth, love, and happiness. We have to optimize for all of them. If one of them is jeopardized, we don't want to do the action, because we never want to trade our lives with somebody else that maybe have three of the four. If you have billions of dollars and you can't get out of bed, would you trade your place with that person just to have billions of dollars? But you can't get out of bed, so you can't enjoy the billions of dollars. So you see, people sometimes optimize for the wrong things in life, and sometimes it's too late. However, it's never too late to start fixing and improving, okay? So whatever position you're in right now, there's always a plus in every decision that we make, or it's going to bring you down. What are we doing to improve our financial education every day? And how are we improving our bottom line, our cash flow, our actual cash flow without working? We need to have systems. So our team must include mentors and buying books, right? And constantly getting books and just being part of the community. Our team is those in our businesses and also in our mentorship list. We must always have mentors regardless of how successful we may be. There's always a twist that we can apply in our lives and businesses to take us to the next level. We will require diverse experts on our team depending on the industry we are in. We can use freelancers as we need them for certain tasks. One of those websites is called Fiverr.com, where you can find freelancers for anything that you need done in different countries, and they have reviews and so forth. Start delegating. Today, we can have systems and AI very much in our infrastructure to optimize the capabilities of the business operation to increase the bottom line, positive cash flow. However, we should have a decent CPA, bookkeeper, and business lawyer as a starting point. We need to treat our small business as a big business, and a big business always have to treat it as a small business as well, because we don't want to miss any points because we have an ego or we feel that we're too big to to look at the basics, or vice versa. We can find professionals and partners in our network here at Master Investor. From there, figure out what more we could need and get suggestions from people in our inner circle. Number two, social networks. Using social media as a part of the cash flow triangle is another technique to maximize communication, which is one of the components of the cash flow triangle. Individuals enjoy spending more time on social media than they do offline. Nowadays, utilizing social media sites such as Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and Twitter can therefore instantly allow us to reach billions of people through audiences. This will provide us the opportunity to interact closely with our audience and discover their preferences. To keep our audience interested, sending out daily emails to our community or publishing content on a regular basis are also helpful tactics. Make sure our communication strategy combines product-related material, offers, how-to tools, etc., with valuable content, our SME content, and anything that can improve the audience, right? Because there are two types of people in the internet. The first type of group of people that we find are those who are looking for information. They have a question, they may have a problem, but they just want to get informed. And then the second group of people that we see online are those who are looking for the product to buy. They're ready to buy the product. They have admitted that they have a problem and they're ready to buy. And they're looking for somebody that they feel confident that will solve that problem. So we need to come in and present our offer through smart marketing, meaning that we have a system of systems. Without a system of systems, we cannot be a business owner successfully. We cannot make money without working, because the systems will take the customer from point A to purchase, and even after they purchase, we still have a system that will communicate with them on autopilot. So we need to ensure that we're investing in systems, not products, and keep our audiences engaged through the valuable content that we're providing, because we're also doing self-development. Regardless of how wealthy and successful we are, we must invest in our self-development and financial education daily. Building an audience on social media means offering value rather than focusing just on making sales pitches. That is going to alienate people. When someone comments on our website, email, app, or social media account, be sure to respond. These are the exact individuals to whom we will be making sales. Social media is powerful when it comes to fostering relationships and trust. Similar to real life, consumers prefer to purchase goods and services from businesses they trust, like and know. Number three, create or find a product that is in high demand. We haven't talked much about making money thus far. We haven't spent a lot of money either. We haven't spoken about how crucial it is to comprehend our sector and establish our presence in the market. Even social media is giving us some momentum. Congratulations, we have now defined our goal, handle cash flow by continuing in. Maybe if you have a day job, right, you're doing that and now you have a plan, you have some extra cash that is left over and that has now is an expense, right? We're not treating our excess of cash flow or your extra savings as an asset. We're gonna treat it as an expense because it has a job now to do. It's gonna go work in our asset column. We're going to acquire and make that money work hard. We're gonna acquire an asset. So we're gonna turn that money into passive income through sound investing. And put in place some systems and communications. Let's choose a product to sell now. We need to figure out which product. So if you wanna start with your digital product, drop shipping, you can talk to any factory on Alibaba from China. You can figure out which product you want to sell, have a website ready so that it could be one single product, and you start marketing that website. bringing in leads every day. And then as you get orders, then it needs to be sent to the factory, the one that you have in communication with, and they're aware that you're doing that, and you're gonna do white label and why not, you're not even touching the product. They're gonna send the product directly to a customer. You can do affiliate marketing by partnering with great companies, and one of those marketplaces that you can have access to hundreds of products and companies is clickbank.com. And that will help you get started with digital products and also physical products, because since it's affiliate marketing, regardless of the type of product it is, we're not touching it. Because even if it's a physical product, we're sending the leads to the sales pages, and they're going to send the product to the customer. They take care of that aspect of the business. So starting through affiliate marketing is a fast way to tap into your first sales on autopilot. I highly recommend it if you never made money online. It's called Direct Sales. It's going to teach you how to do marketing, which is critical, because job number one of a wealthy entrepreneur is to raise capital. Skill number one is to sell without selling, using systems and smart marketing. And the job number one of an inside investor is to make money work hard through sound investing. That's exactly what we're doing here inside of our community. We advise utilizing the strength and the speed of digital products before devoting the time and effort necessary to sell tangible goods. But if you're using ClickBank through affiliate partners, then it doesn't matter if the product is physical, because they're going to take care of that. So all we're doing is bringing in the right customers to see the offer. And we will do that through marketing, using platforms like Facebook and any other social media platform today has the ability to promote anything that we want that is legal. Do we recall those blogs we have been writing that address issues in our markets? If you haven't, go read our blogs. We have been doing this for many years now. That seems like a great resource for our initial product idea. Assume we would like to work in the home garden sector, right? Let's say that's we have studied the industry and are aware that different soil types lend themselves to different flower growing techniques. Perhaps we talked about each technique on our blog, right? Make an ebook or pay someone to make one using OPT, other people's talent and time, and other people's money. If you have a credit card, pay them with a credit card, because now that asset is going to be ready in 3 days, and now you have a book in your hands in 3 days, and now you're going to put a cover on that. You pay somebody else to do the cover, and you're using the credit card to pay for that, and now after 30 days you recoup the entire capital back to pay for the credit card, the interest and everything is delivered with positive cash flow, and now that assets continue to put positive cash flow over and over again, even after you recoup your capital back, which wasn't even your capital to begin with, because you used OPM, you used the bank's money, and so you were tapped into infinite return on investment right from the beginning. We achieved that because we use 100% finance, we use other people's money, right? We use a credit card, personal loan to acquire and build an asset, and then we were able to pay that credit card back with the money that the asset brought to us in the form of passive income. So right from the beginning, because it gives us money to pay for that credit card interest and the payment back, and also leave us with positive cash flow, then that is infinite return on investment. That is good debt. And we can create money without money by utilizing the resources, and you don't even need to have the credit card to start making passive income today using the techniques that we're learning today. But I'm just putting out the example that you can turn credit card into passive income. In fact, we encourage everyone to use as much debt as we can to invest in our asset column, because that might be the way out that is fast and efficient to escape the rat race, if that is something that you are planning to do. Everybody's situation is different. What do we want out of life? What is our main mission? Everybody has talents and skills. We are all special in one way or another. We need to figure out who we are so that we can tap into that greatness and live through that. It shouldn't take much work. It shouldn't take much work on our behalf to do this. Actually, we can merge them into a single document using a basic program like Google Documents, and then export it as a PDF into self-publishing platform like Amazon Publishing. If a person is struggling to decide what to make, check out barnesandnobles.com or amazon.com and get inspiration from others. What draws our attention? Do we believe we can perform better? Think of ways we can do better by innovating. Number four, generate positive cash flow, passive income. The ebook is finished. It has been refined into a coherent product suitable for printing in large distribution. However, why pay for its printing? Why not sell it online and take use of the community's strength of Amazon, right? Because if we tap into the Amazon self-publishing online, we are tapping into the entire database that are searching for books on Amazon, millions of people. Initially, we will have to save it online somewhere. After uploading it, it is complete, copy the URL and begin promoting it. We can also sell it on our own website, right? And keep 100% commission. All we do is promote it and bring in the leads to our website, to the website that we created for the company. Make use of our email list by running daily sales and communications to the audience with calls of actions. And of course, always providing value. Use our social media following influence to assist get the message out. After determining the best location for storage, we must determine how our consumers will purchase it. Payments can be made online via PayPal or Stripe, which are the two most popular gateways that are secure and encrypted. PayPal provides support for online money transfers and acts as an electronic substitute for customary paper-based transactions using money orders or checks. Stripe makes it possible for companies and private individuals to take payments online. Law is crucial. Is a crucial component, or legalities, is a crucial component of the cash flow triangle's integrity. We must have terms and disclaimers, privacy policies, return policies, and more if we are selling a product and developing a list. In other words, we need to make sure that we have those disclaimers in there to protect ourselves, to make sure that we're following the law and our legalities are in order. We need to build our businesses with integrity in order for that business to be a brand, and that's what we are doing, because otherwise it's a commodity, anybody can replace it. It enables them to alter the key customer interaction practices, goods and businesses strategy in order to increase sales. Because of overconfident entrepreneurs, the significance of a second view is frequently underestimated in the business world. To ensure that our organization gets off to a good start, we must, however, make the most of the testing data. Never forget that a concept that seems good on paper may not work well in the marketplace. The worth of our product or service will be determined by the market, so we need to have an acute awareness of when to listen to it. Being able to adapt will set our company apart from other budding entrepreneurs who are set in their ways with their preferred course of action and ideas. Number five, extending into tangible goods or assets. We have succeeded sort of anyway. Maintaining communication and expanding our network are important. Keep updating our online presence with new information and promoting our digital product to both existing and potential clients. It may be time for our business to get physical at this point. Every month, millions of things are sold on Amazon alone. All those products fit into an industry of one kind or another. That also applies to the floral shop we previously saw an entrepreneur launch. Consider every kind of tangible good we could provide to promote our digital ebooks and vice versa. Post, dirt, garden equipment, gloves, watering hose, seeds, and so forth. There are countless items on the list that a person can literally tap into and create a system of systems that is selling a solution into that niche. Number six, raising money to acquire a business or to launch a business, right? and it is time to start looking for loans, venture capital, angel investors, or even crowdsourcing after we are certain that our business will succeed. Our approach to raising finance or capital will be influenced by the kind of business we establish and the wealthy mindset behind it, right? It's the investor behind the investment that makes the investment risky. It's not the investment that is risky or investing that is risky so much. There's always risk, but an investment has calculated risk. We have to embark on calculated risk on every investment. The more financial education we have, the more calculated risk we can take. And if we don't have financial education, then fear kicks in and we can't even tap into calculated risk because we don't have the financial education to understand that the calculated risk exists in that asset. Although partnering with investors is highly encouraged in the startup and entrepreneur communities, we are not restricted to individuals starting right away, right? You need to maybe have your first asset. You know, you can use artificial intelligence, you can use our community to get going and so forth. We can now have access to many people that can help us succeed, including freelancers. Additionally, we have access to a number of lending programs designed to support entrepreneurs and small enterprises. For startups in need, the U.S. government has approved various lending programs offered by the Small Business Administration, or known as SBA. But in order for our company to be eligible for the loan, it needs to meet certain requirements. If we operate a business in the U.S., it must adhere to SBA rules and be completely compliant with all applicable local laws and regulations. That being said, having the government pay us to start a business is the best way to start a business with no money, because it shows that the government also has trust on the business. An effective tax plan for our company might provide the first funding we require to get going. The excellent accountant we added to our team, our accountant may assist us in determining the prospects in our industry too, and how to make more and minimize by navigating through the tax code incentives that are available for wealthy entrepreneurs and inside investors, because we're doing exactly what the government wants us to, which is provide growth in the economy through investing in different sectors that interest the government, such as technology, food, and so on. In addition, our business needs to turn a profit and maintaining a solid credit standing. We can also ask for money from our friends, family, and other networks members, as long as we have a business plan that can show them exactly how is the business going to make money from day one. If it's making already money, maybe there are some sales and so forth, and we can show them the entire cash flow analysis, and we can show them the team, etc. So there's always ways that we can get creative to raise capital. Even when we have capital, as we say here in many instances, only financial illiterate people uses their own capital to invest. We have to use other people's capital as well, other people's money, OPM, the bank's money. That's what OPM is. Credit card is OPM. Even though it's under our name, that's the bank's money. You didn't put any money in there. It's based on confidence that the bank has that you will make the payment back. In addition, our business needs to turn a profit, like I said. So it needs to have financial and business integrity. We might even want to enlist the assistance of a co-founder to assist with fundraising and other administrative tasks. When we have a sort of business plan and a team that is prepared for implementation, the options are virtually limitless in regards to raising capital and finding money. Remember, when we have the right deal and we put it together, money will find us, or we'll find the money, because money is always looking for a place that it can multiply. Money is a useful instrument. We have an alternative perspective on money. We believe it is ridiculous to live our entire life working for earned income and acting as though money didn't matter. Or it doesn't matter, right? We think that although money was necessary to support life, life itself was more vital. We only have so many hours in a day and we can only work so hard. So what good is working for money? Acquire wealth and make others work hard for us so that we may devote our time to the things that truly matter. Health, wealth, love, and happiness. Wealthy people's values for investment are driven by with ample time to do what we love. Number two, having excess of passive income to contribute to worthy causes and endeavors we are passionate about. Number three, providing the economy with jobs and financial growth. Number four, possessing the resources and freedom to optimize to the four pillars of an extraordinary life: health, wealth, love, and happiness. Number five, being able to take your family or the loved ones or the friends to international travels and vacations and just enjoy great memories. That requires money. Money is significant to us because of this. Mastering how to invest successfully, it is important regardless of who we are. Money will always be part of our lives one way or another. Let's master one of the games that we all have to form part of for the rest of our lives: money. We need to master and make money our slave. And we can do that through continuously invest in financial education and actively invest for passive income with our companies that we control 100%. We know that accumulating wealth produces a lot more stability and comfort than a life without wealth. And that happiness is made possible by wealth too. Money simply magnifies who we are. The same thing will eventually be discovered by the poor mindset, but far too late in life. What matters to us? The majority of people value the same things that the wealthy people do, but they are afraid of failure and start their venture. They just don't start because they feel that they will fail. And failure is part of success. We have to avoid making mistakes that we can avoid by learning from our mentors, but there are some mistakes that we make and we will learn throughout the journey. We just have to be right one time and we can reach the American dream. Total freedom and the ability to express oneself. But most people's attitude towards money is the reason majority will remain with a poor mindset, meaning they will be left either in the middle class or poor class. Additionally, majority of people that are unwilling to seek financial education are unable to completely do the things that were significant to the wealthy due to their values they operate with regarding money. While money isn't everything, it answers everything, and it does enable us to pursue our passions. Money does not make us happy, rather the things that money can buy make us happy. Thus, deciding what matters most to us and how money may help us attain those goals should be our first priority before starting a business. Wealthy people evaluate investments differently, and we have certain values that are priority to us. Wealthy people value investments differently than the average person. This is how it appears. Number one, we put wealthy. Becoming wealthy is number one for us. Number two, comfortable. Number three, secure. Majority people have it backwards. They have being wealthy last, becoming wealthy last. And they have being comfortable as number one, and the secure number two, and they're wealthy number three, and they never achieve wealth because it's not the priority. All three are significant in the realm of business and investing. The sequence in which we place them is a very personal choice that will determine whether we achieve financial freedom or not. It should be carefully considered before making any investments or moving forward in one's life. The poor mindset prioritizes security over all else. A business owner and inside investor prioritize wealth over all else. It is critical that we determine which matters the most to us. We have to be uncomfortable when building wealth sometimes because we are always supposed to be growing and learning. So feel comfortable by being uncomfortable. We are learning constantly. Which values do we invest in? Having wealth, comfort, and security are fundamental human desires. There's no superiority between the two. But choosing which of our basic principles is most essential can frequently have a big long-term effect on the kind of lives we lead. Make sure you catch the second part on this podcast. We reached 60 minutes. We're going to continue. I'll talk to you very soon. Thank you for listening. Stay extraordinary and wealthy, bringing the good and bad news of money. Hello, welcome to another valuable talk on money, business, and investment. This is the second part of today's talk on how to start a business without our money. We're going to continue because we reached 60 minutes and the article is quite long. We were speaking about the values of the wealthy versus the poor in regards to three main values, which are becoming wealthy, comfortable, and secure. That's how we have it as a wealthy person, is to have wealth, becoming wealthy as number one, comfortable number two, and number three, secure. So a lot of times we will find ourselves uncomfortable building because we are always learning something new. And we put in ourselves in rooms that maybe are others with more wealth, and we are growing, so we may feel uncomfortable, and it's okay. So a lot of people don't become wealthy because they put priorities, these values, they have them backwards. They put wealthy as number three. Becoming wealthy for them is the last thing for the middle class and the poor class, which is the poor mindset. And they put comfortable number one, they want to be comfortable, and number two, they put secure, and number three, wealthy. And that's why they don't reach financial freedom or total freedom. All three are significant in the realm of business and investing, so we need to prioritize which one is the one that we truly want as number one, because that's what's going to determine whether we build true wealth or not. You need to check that. Okay, and it's something very personal. And I assume that everyone here inside our community will obtain to become wealthy first before feeling comfortable and feeling secure. Once we reach the status of financial freedom, then we are comfortable, and then secure comes in as well. Security is guaranteed once we got those assets pumping in that cash flow into our income column. We might want to spend some time today listing our values in order. It can require us to process our actual emotions during this procedure. Discuss it thoughtfully with a partner or mentor. List the pros and cons. However, understand our own priorities will help us avoid a lot of painful choices and restless evenings in the future because we are optimizing for the appropriate values to build wealth. Money is good, not evil. Majority of people's idea of money is that the love of money is evil, and it's not. The lack of money is evil. But majority of people who work hard for their earned income, those who have the poor mindset, firmly believe that having an overwhelming desire for money is a sign of greed, and that having too much of it is a sin or something bad. The poor mindset usually don't discuss finances with others because they have been taught that talking about money is not classy, which is the biggest lie of all. We must talk about money if we want to have a lot of excess of cash flow to the point that we are financially free and building true wealth. The financial illiterate thinks that material wealth is unimportant in life. Most people will mention this repeatedly. Money doesn't really interest them. They will never be wealthy. They are unable to pay it, or they can't afford it. Investing is dangerous. Wealth is not everything. That's what the poor mindset speaks. But true wealth is everything because it provides us with total freedom and the support to fulfill our purpose and live through our passions daily. The lack of money is evil. Most people's lives will be happier if they just master passive income to improve their financial situation overall and relieve the stress about lack of money. Here at Master Investor, we master money and we make it our slave through sound investing. Comfort and security without wealth don't bring us happiness. And without health, right? The four pillars of an extraordinary life that we must optimize for on a daily basis. If one of them is missing, then we don't want to do the activity. Health, wealth, love, and happiness. We need to work on them every single day. Those four pillars. Health, wealth, love, and happiness. We don't want to exchange our lives with anyone that has billions of dollars or trillions of dollars and they have not great health. Maybe they can't get out of bed. Regardless of the money that they have, they can't get out of bed. That's awful. So a lot of people optimize for the wrong things. You have to look at your mentors and ask yourself, are they optimizing for the right things? So I want to listen to them. What type of lifestyle do they live, right? What do they do? Do they have freedom? And then you need to look at your values and pinpoint whether you truly want to become wealthy. And if you do, then you need to put wealthy as a priority, meaning that we need to invest in financial education and put our energy into our asset column. Despite scientific evidence to the contrary, it is not unexpected that a large number of people refuse to accept the idea that wealth can bring happiness. People frequently invent stories about money to support their investment ideals, since most people's primary motivation in life are security and comfort. And many of them have complex views of money from their early years or past experiences with people and the wrong mentors that gave them the old rules of money, in which they operated with the wrong mindset, which is a poor mindset. To begin with, the majority of individuals like to claim that having money will make us or will make them sad in order to justify their own lack of it. Some people's perceptions of money are influenced by the lessons they learn as young children, such as the idea that money is the root of all evil and that it should be shunned, avoided, and demonized. The enemy is everyone who makes money. They teach young kids with the wrong mindset, right? And maybe indirectly, maybe the parents and the family members, they don't know any better. And so it's like the generation that passed down all habits and all things, and we are living in new times. Everything is being upgraded and updated, and we need to adapt to the changes. We need to continue focus on growing with everything that is evolving in this world, and money is one of those components that constantly evolves. That's why today people have a hard time understanding how to make money work for them, because it's not real anymore. Money is an idea backed up by confidence. It's created with debt. So we need to understand how to control and manage debt to become wealthy, because debt is tax-free due to the fact that money is created with debt. The wealthy are against the poor, which is not true. That's what many poor people will say, that the wealthy are greedy, they're always against the poor. In fact, the wealthy are generous, and that's why we are wealthy, and that's why we have financial freedom, because we have solved people's problems in some way or another. However, some people value money beyond anything else. To obtain it, they will put their integrity, friends, ethics, and family at risk. The world is dog eat dog. Although that is wicked, money is not inherently bad. Money is just a tool for some people, though. Our lives are frequently shaped by our perception of money. Furthermore, a lot of the time, our conception of money is something that is unseen, uncritically accepted, and instilled in us from an early age. Because we don't fully comprehend money and how it functions, it often dominates us in ways that are incomprehensible. To us, the majority of people believe that comfort and security will make them happy, but we have all worked with unhappy people, right? Who don't face an immediate threat to their jobs, This is due to the fact that financial resources permit happiness far more so than safety and comfort. How having excess of passive income might actually make us happier. These folks frequently express the opinions, the poor mindset. They would rather be happy than wealthy. Wealthy people have often been poor people. In many occasions we have, right? They would contend that both situations have both happiness and unhappiness. In other words, I prefer myself and my life with wealth than without. It makes me more happy because of the things that I can do. Which raises the question, why is it impossible to be wealthy and happy at the same time? A majority of people think it is impossible to have both. Actually, it is possible as long as the person behind the money is happy without money too. Happiness must come from within, not from outside. Then money simply magnify who we are as people. That's what money does. So we need to work on ourselves daily, and as long as we're doing our job and creating the best version of ourselves through self-development, leadership, and financial education, then we can guarantee that once wealth begins to flow our way, we can definitely assure that we will be happy because we are solid in the inside. So working on ourselves is critical. In actuality, what individuals are really saying is this: they would rather feel comfortable and safe than wealthy. This is because they are not pleased when they are uneasy or uncertain. Furthermore, this is a crucial topic. Most wealthy people are prepared to experience discomfort and insecurity in order to succeed. Put differently, we are willing to accept the necessary risks and make the necessary sacrifices to become wealthy. These people who possess the poor mindset will also likely say that money doesn't buy happiness. As it happens, science proves that to be false. The New York Times story describes a multi-decade Swedish lottery winning research, including hundreds of participants. As stated by the Times, compared to lottery losers, lottery winners reported feeling significantly more content with their lives. Additionally, winners of awards totaling hundreds of thousands of dollars expressed greater satisfaction than those who also received tens of thousands. These effects last a very long time. Even 20 years after a significant victory, they were still visible. The data needed to determine even longer-term effects was unable to the researchers. The study used a variety of metrics to quantify happiness, such as subjective responsive mental health and individual financial behavior. It is evident that having money might actually make us happier. Again, people can be happy whether they are wealthy or not, but because of the opportunities that come with wealth, those who concentrate on accumulating wealth are far more likely to experience true pleasure. Because we are experiencing total freedom, we can manifest at will. If we want something, we can have it because we have the gas. Excess of cash flow to manifest that. As long as it's legal and it's something that is helping the world and is helping ourselves and so forth, then we can manifest and we can embark on that experience. But if there's a lack of money, then that experience is completely gone or limited. So you have three main options or motivations for investing when it comes to money: safe, comfortable, or wealthy. All three options are significant, but we have to decide which one we're going to put as number one. And of course, we suggest everyone here that we put wealth, becoming wealthy as number one, becoming rich. And sometimes we have to endure feeling uncomfortable. We want to feel uncomfortable because that means we're learning. But the way people prioritize them, those options distinguish those who are wealthy from those who are poor. The majority of people earn money in the above mentioned order. safe, comfortable, and wealthier. They have comfortable, safe, and wealthy. That's the order majority of people have it. For this reason, the majority of people prioritize having a stable job. Once they have a stable employment, their priorities shift to comfort. Their last priority is building passive income and true wealth through sound investing. We must place wealth above comfortable and security in order to achieve total freedom. Most people will give up becoming wealthy if it disturbs them or makes them feel insecure or uncomfortable. In conclusion, this is the ideal moment to begin. Start investing today in your financial education and actively invest in building a company to a brand. Get your first digital product going. Get your first system of systems going to do the selling and telling for you to experience your first sale on autopilot. So let's go forth and work smart. It is inevitable that blunders will occur sooner than later. We don't have to be great to get started, but we need to get started to become great at anything. We must prepare for any type of economy because we know that the economy goes up and down, or any type of situation. By controlling assets that will cash flow positively to us without us working. We are aware of the proverb that states that failure serves as a foundation for success. The phrase that it takes money to make money is not accurate. What it takes is financial education before we can make more money. Creativity and innovating goes a long way when we are building our wealth. Maximizing advanced strategies to create passive income and infinite return on investment, or also known as IROI, infinite return investment. That's when we have control over the asset. We have no money of our own in the asset. So if we start in a business without our own capital and we start cash flowing, that's infinite return investment because we are controlling a business that we first created with zero of our own capital. Maybe we use a credit card to start a marketing campaign, but that marketing campaign will not charge us onto the end of the month. So now we have the entire 30 days to bring in leads to turn them into sales on autopilot, and then we can use that money to go ahead and pay for that cost of the marketing. So we're literally taking other people's money, the bank's money, if we need to use any money up front. But we don't need to use any money up front because we can position ourselves with digital products and start bringing in leads organically to our sales pages. And if we're doing affiliate marketing, we can get started right now because those products are already created for us. So you can get started on bringing in the customers that are wanting to have those products in their hands because we're doing targeted marketing with smart systems. And we're selling without selling using systems. That's a critical aspect of building a business without money. It needs to raise capital. So we need to have a sales funnel, and we need to have an offer in front of the sales funnel so that people can go ahead and click the offer and have the opportunity to purchase the solution right there in that very specific moment. And we can have 100,000 people, 500,000 people, 1,000,000 people looking at the same offer. Because when we're doing sales through marketing, because marketing is sales via system, then we can be omnipresent everywhere at the same time, selling on autopilot. So think about going to sleep or laying on the beach somewhere, drinking some coconut water in the best beaches of the world. Maybe you are in your dream home. Think of yourself having total freedom and having those businesses and digital assets bringing in passive income every single second, every minute people are buying, because the scalability is limitless. Literally, as long as we pick the right niche and we have the right product and it's solving a problem in the world, then we can definitely serve as many people as we can online very fast. So start investing in your asset column and learn how to make money work hard through sound investing. Rule number one in our community is that we work to build passive income and make money work hard for us through sound investing. That's what the Ucha Wealthy do. So we have to mimic exactly what they do in order to have the right results when it comes to business. Because when we're talking about money, there are two types of mindset that exist: the poor mindset and the wealthy mindset. The poor mindset, those in the middle class and the poor class, they operate with the poor mindset, and the wealthy mindset, those in the wealthy class, okay? And the way we approach money is differently. The poor mindset thinks investing is risky because they lack financial education. They're working for money, for earned income. We're working for passive income, which is a big difference, and it takes a different approach when it comes to creating that type of money. So focus our energy on the asset column. That's the message. And start your business without capital, because as we say here all the time, only financial illiterate people use their own capital to invest. We have to be creative, and we have to build businesses that raises capital from the front end, meaning from sales, because we have sales funnels and we have a system of systems doing the selling and telling for us. And then, of course, from the back end, meaning that we have an infrastructure, is a strong business. It has the 8 components of the cash flow triangle, and it has business integrity, and it has intrinsic value, meaning that something is protected, is trademark, intellectual property, a patent, something that is unique that the business creates that no one else can take. And we need to make sure that it has that in order to turn that business into a true brand and not a commodity, something that can be replaced at any time. Anyway, thank you for having me on another great talk on money, business, and investing. Let me know if you have any questions. Click the link in the description, join our inner circle, how to build cash flow with the internet, turn passive income on, the 10 new rules of money, how to invest in crypto to build wealth. Bring you the good and bad news of money, and make sure that you continue to do research, due diligence, and actively invest. Don't give your money away to anybody, because you're a master investor. We're building our wealth together by sharing the concepts and tools that we need in order to successfully control our assets 100% and have that excess of passive income. 3 E's of a master investor: number 1, financial education; number 2, financial experience. That means that we're actively investing and we're getting experience. And number 3, we need to thrive through excess of passive income. So having excess of passive income from our assets that we control. We don't live through a paycheck. We are focusing on building passive income. Stay extraordinary and wealthy. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.